Well, good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School, and welcome to Emerald Valley High School and the annual Campana Jazz Festival on Saturday, February the 8th, 2014. I'm John Bremis from Morgan Hill, and I'm sure I've heard you early in the season. I apologize. I do too many of these things. I enjoy every one of them, but there are lots of groups, and sometimes it's difficult because I'm so old to remember.
Absolutely Positively by Gregory Yasinitsky.
Best of luck to you. Break a leg. And if I didn't say so, this is John Bremis from Morgan Hill. Yeah. Don't play those so short. When you have a cap accent on the beat, it's D-A-H-T, dut, so there's some length to the note. When it's off the beat, then it's short, and you tone it. Deet, dut, do, dut, dut. There you go. Pitch, trumpet, alto. Oh, I guess just the, altos are playing. Hi-hat. Pitch trombone. Nice trumpet section. Very tasty. Watch your pitch there. Keep driving that time, don't drag it. Drummer, don't forget the phrase. And don't, make sure you mix things up, drummer. Don't play the same figure over and over. Good job. Nice articulation there. Use the toms. Use the toms. Don't just use the snare drum. Good bass playing. Rushed up, dup, do, dut, that note. Bigger sound there. Okay, I didn't feel as strong as your horns play, which is just really, really good. There are times when there's pitch problems and you're spreading a bit and things like that. And you don't agree exactly on the length of notes and the articulation, but for the most part, it's pretty darn good. I don't feel like the drummer is saying to the band, okay, we're going on this journey, all right? and I'm in the driver's seat, and I expect you to do exactly what I tell you to do. It was more like he was, he's being pulled in a trailer or something like that, and he was just going along for the ride. The drummer needs to grab everybody by the shorts and say, let's go. This is it. You follow me or find a new band. I'm serious. Okay. The drummer and the first trumpet player have to have an attitude. You know, I'm not saying that they have to be difficult to work with. I'm talking about musically. They have to have an attitude where they're in charge. Pitch saxophone. Yeah. Both Tim and Elvin are doing very good on the bass. I'm really enjoying this. Very refreshing for me. I like it when kids work hard. That's refreshing. And obviously take pride in what they're doing. Watch your pitch, bass. Nice job, sweetie. Grow, trumpets. Grow. Don't decrescendo. Crescendo. Yeah, such a nice sound. Yeah. Good ensemble playing. Yeah. What's that, a G probably? Something like that. Okay, I think it's the baritone in the bass. We're not agreeing with the pitch. Yeah, it's the baritone. Get that tuner on your stand, and when you hear Fuzzy Wuzzy, then was a bear, then you figure out who is at fault. I think it's the baritone. I really like the solos. All right. We're holding the note out. Very nice. I enjoyed that very much. That's one of the highlights of the day for me. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Again, the drummer, and I think it might be a different person, but the drummer, even in a ballad, didn't say, okay, you people. All right, we're on this in this car, and I'm the driver. You didn't do that. I mean, I like the bass players. And by the way, if you have five trombones and five trumpets, use them all the time. Don't be crazy and try to sit one out, because there's only four parts. In the trumpet section, you double the fourth part. In the trombone section, you can. I wouldn't double the fourth because that's hard to double bass trombones. And you have two bass trombone players, but personally, I would double the third part. That's what I would do, because usually between me and you, the teacher, the third trombone player might be the weakest, or the fourth, the extra one might be the weakest. And I'm not saying that's the case all the time, but to double that part would make sense. But I would not let somebody play just because you're worried about one on a part. That's crazy. Listen to the Stan Kenton band. And I realize there's not five parts for trumpets and trombones most of the time. You know what? You can fix that. Have somebody write a tune for you and have them stipulate that they write 10 parts. Okay. You know, I know this piece is probably the kids' favorite piece. I have little doubt about that. But if you're going to go to Reno, or you're going to go to some big competition, as well as your kids play, I'm going to give you some friendly advice. This is not the piece to play. You're better off playing a Latin chart, and there's a lot of them out there now. Victor Lopez, I've heard a couple good ones today, but he writes a lot of stuff that's not maybe so good. But Mike Dana or Eric Morales, or there's some guys that write for Alfred and Hal Leonard that do a very nice job, that you can find tunes. You need a Latin tune. Rock? Nah, I don't know. It's not that you're doing a bad job. That's not it. I really like the bass player again. This is him, I guess. Give me a second. I want to write all this down. That bothers me about using this in a competition. A concert is different. That's fine. But I heard the bass trombone. That's really, really, that's really good. It's that it's so repetitive over and over. It's not. It doesn't show off the skills that your kids have. Yeah. I got to tell you, I really appreciate you putting a lot of air into your instrument. So work for not only good notes, but good rhythmic ideas. And yeah, you can play motives, play the same rhythm, but don't forget, and I'm not being sarcastic and pertinent or anything else, don't forget to use rest in your solo. Thank you. think this is one of the strongest trumpet sections, if not the strongest trumpet section. There's one other that was very good, so I'm writing that down too, so we can talk about that. And again, you played it very well. It's kind of rocky at the beginning, but you played it very well. I just would be very careful about playing this in the future. And I'd like to hear you play other music. So I don't know if you're going to Santa Cruz or wherever else you're going to go, and I'll probably be there. Sorry about that. But I'd like to hear different music, but save this for a concert. That's not the kind of piece you play in a festival. Boy, have you improved. If I heard you before, you've improved a lot. I'm pretty sure you look familiar to me, but I'm very impressed. Lots of good things. And I congratulate all of you. Congratulate your teacher for doing a very fine job. And use all the kids. Don't let somebody sit out just because you're worried about four trumpets or four trombones. Okay. Hopkins Junior High School. Thank you so much for being here. It was worth driving up here just to hear you. Thanks. Bye.